Hello. This is our Divine Alchemy pre-recording that should have been released on Wednesday the 16th. I am actually recording it today, Saturday the 19th. I guess any of you that have read my very quick email know that I just went through a very si significant upgrade. And so I want to talk about that first, because we are in the process of the greatest part of our evolution, in my opinion. And we've been talking about this, for quite a while, except that the energies in the cosmos have shifted incredibly. And it's important for us to have an awareness or an understanding of what that means and how to navigate it. I've been feeling these shifts since, let's see, probably for the last 2 months significantly. I'm trying to think of what I want to call it. Well, I guess all I could say really is solar maximum, right? This increase in solar flares and coronal mass ejections and solar winds, geostorms. All of that has increased exponentially. And you know that I have been talking about the sun, our sun, becoming a star as its role in our reality is changing. And Earth, our Gaia, is becoming her own sun. And we've talked about this in prior classes for a number of years now. This is nothing new, but what's new about it right now is the increase, I should say, the dramatic increase that is happening, that is impacting all of us on many, many levels. And because of the intensity of these energies, it's creating a spotlight, I guess you could say, right? Where the light is so bright now that nothing can be hidden. So if you're not standing in your truth, the dark part of what you are projecting as your face to the world is going to force you to take the mask off, basically. Okay. Because the light right now is so great and so potent that nothing can stay hidden anymore. Nothing. And whatever has been built on a platform or foundation that was not built with love, authenticity, integrity, right? Those words that we have talked about many, many times, right? Transparency, all of that. If it hasn't been built with that, it is going to come down. It's the virtual rug is going to be pulled out from under us, right? Now, I'm not saying that this is definitely going to happen to you. I'm just saying, as a whole, collectively in society, this is what we're seeing now. And so these energies are super, super strong. They're not taking any prisoners. Every time we have one of these very significant shifts, the impact has been an earthquake somewhere. Okay. And I know those of you who are in the know, who understand how the government has always operated and the behind the scenes of the behind the scenes of the darkness that has been projected out. And some of that darkness is going to come to the light as it gets exposed because it can't stay hidden anymore. It will not stay hidden. But for those of you that know, the idea of things like HAARP, which is the supposed weather station that creates tectonic warfare, impacting the plates under the earth, right? The tectonic plates that create that the earth is created based on. These earthquakes are not HAARP-generated earthquakes. They're not that. These floods, they're not HAARP-generated. There's a lot of things that are going to be taking place that we're going to have to lose the idea of it being created or generated by something. Because every time these immense shifts in our solar system due to the sun and the plasma particles and solar particles and geoparticles of all sizes and shapes, right? From the plasma, photonic light, gamma, all of this. Protons, right? All of that is shifting now, and it's creating this energetic push for humanity's evolution, for our. And the term has been thrown around very cavalier in the past, and it's not a word that should be thrown around in the way that it has been, but for our wake up, right? And not the wake up for the earth, not the wake up like, hey, do you see what's going on over there? No, not that, but a wake up to the soul. Right, an awakening at a soul level that is so true and so powerful that it can't be denied. And the most important thing that is taking place through all of this is the depth to which we can access our truth, our truest information, the source of all within us, right? That is available to us now, where in a way that it has never been available to us before. And it's up to us to really put ourselves in position to be a receiver of what wants to present to us. In other words, if we're constantly in thinking mode, and we've all been trained to be thinkers, right? Because we've been trained in school to memorize things. So we naturally spend our lives memorizing everything, right? But the things that we really need to know in our lives will never need to be memorized. It will just be known by us because that's how this really works, right? So that's something to take in because we've been trained to create memory. And that memory marries to our emotional body, and that memory and emotion that accompanies the memory or the thoughts become the glue that puts the particles together from our reality that creates the reality. Okay, it takes all of the particles that energetically align or match the feelings that we're having due to the thoughts that we're thinking. And then we've put that reality in place like a jigsaw puzzle. That's how it works. We've talked about this for years and years and years. Maybe it's just hitting for you now that this is how it works. And oh my gosh, I'm seeing the bigger picture, but it's always worked this way. It's how I ended up getting to Florida. I was set in the fact that I wanted to be on 5 acres. And I knew somehow innately, I knew I was going to need that kind of space, being away from everybody, being in my own little seclusion, that I needed that space for myself, for my field, so that my field could expand more greatly, so that I would not be directly impacted by having someone next to me at such a close proximity that their energetic field was enmeshed with my energetic field. So being here on 5 acres in the middle of nowhere has really been great because it's deepened my connection within, right? I am the source of my source. And, I used to go to social media to look at things when I was bored or to see what was going on and take inventory. And now I don't even have a desire to do that because I see it completely as the illusion within the reality. That its purpose is a distraction, and it distracts every single one of us. It's if you're posting every day because you believe you have to post content in order to maintain your position or your status, that's the illusion, and you're playing into the distraction. So, and I'm not saying that we don't have to do things that let people know, hey, I'm still here, I'm around, whatever, right? But it's not that. It's not like that. And it's never gonna be that. It's never gonna be that because that is a lower, denser frequency held within the context of the social media platform. And unfortunately, what gets attracted in is those that are attracted to that lower, denser frequency. And that person might not be the person that you're looking for the work that you're desiring to do. They might not align with where you really would like to be within the work that you're doing. And so when you realize that, you'll start to change the way that you're operating. Within, your day-to-day realm. And I'm not just talking social media, and I'm not just talking those of you that are doing healing work or spiritual work. I'm talking to everybody because it's within everything. It's all facets of our life, and it's who we are connected to. These energies want us to be very clear about what we are associating ourselves with, what we're connecting to, where we're aligning ourselves, who do we have in our life for friends? Are these people the people that are, the glue in our reality, that are the ride or die people? That are in their highest spiritual alignment, that are championing the cause, or are they people that are, wanting you to come out on a Saturday night and go drinking with them, which lowers your frequency and then gets you into all bad kinds of stuff that you're not even seeing or paying attention to because your frequency is lowered, So you're not even in an awareness that your frequency is lowered, and now you are headed in a different direction. So the time that we're in is really calling us to the greatest awareness that we've ever had. It's asking us to pay attention at every moment to everything that we are involved in within our life, that we are creating on a day-to-day, excuse me, on a day-to-day basis, how we are spending our energetic currency, what are we giving our focused attention to, and how are we navigating our reality. And it wasn't until I got here to this house, to Joe's house, and of course, it had everything I was asking the universe for. It had a composting bin in the backyard. It has chickens and peacocks and a whole bunch of other stuff going on here. And we got our first quail egg the other day. I went in to give them their Friday morning buffet breakfast that I usually make for them, which is lettuce and a whole bin, this big, huge bin of lettuce, and then a whole bunch of fruits and stuff and vegetables chopped up, and they absolutely love it. And we had, I saw the first quail egg, and so that was exciting. I showed it to Joe when he got home Friday night, and he was excited too because it's time, it's that time for them to start laying eggs because they're of egg laying age. So that was exciting, right? And it's so in alignment with everything that I'm saying, which is the rebirthing, right? That birthing process, like coming into the new you, the new human, right? This is what we are, is the new human. And we're going to see this across the board in public, in all facets of our life. Healthcare will be completely transformed. The foods that we eat are going to change dramatically. The government is going to change. The financial system will change. Everything is going to have a dramatic change. And as people become more aware and more conscious of what they've been allowing and what no longer works for them and what they don't want, it's going to offer them an opportunity to stand up and not have to protest, right? Because that's old 3D stuff, but choose not to engage, right? If they roll something out with food or something like that and I don't like it, I'm not buying it. If they are insisting on only paying with credit card everywhere you go, I don't want to engage in that. I want to go back to the value of cash, doing business in cash. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for us to take a stand without having to do any kind of protesting. And that's part of what this is about at this time. We have these heavy hitting planets we've talked about already. They are in retrograde right now, which means that we're dipping back into the past for one look, just to make sure that we dotted our I's and crossed our T's and got everything cleared up, right? Or aligned the way we needed aligned. So it's giving us this one opportunity to do this. And then going forward, when they come out of retrograde, we will be heavily into these new frequencies that they don't want us playing in the old. That's not okay anymore. There's not going to be that friction and resistance like there was with Uranus and Taurus, right? Where, it was very dense and very heavy, couldn't get anything done. We every time you tried to put up a new program, it didn't get as much play as it should have gotten, or every time you tried to schedule a vacation, it just never came to fruition, right? Those types of things. Now that's not going to be the case. Everything is going to move fast. So we've got to make that count. We have to make sure, is this what I really want? Because if I put it out there, it's going to happen really, really fast. Okay. And it's important for us to really be present for everything that is playing out, for everything that is transpiring. And I will tell you why, from my highest perspective. So, the last couple of weeks, I've noticed as I was driving Lasagna around and making trips to the grocery store, because it's a good half hour ride for me. And so it gives me a lot of thinking time in the car on the trip and taking in my reality and, what's happening around me. And I was having these moments where I was thinking, is this all there is? Like, is this it? To the earth game. Like you come here, you do your karma, you learn the things you need to learn so that you can evolve and become a greater spiritual being, that you can align yourself with source consciousness, align yourself with the Christ within you, the Christed light. With your God spark, however you want to say it, it's got many ways it can be said. Is this all there is? Is that it? That's what we're here to do. We're here to open our hearts so that we can be fully present for whatever is transpiring in our reality. Find love for everybody. And let go of judgment, especially self-judgment. And I was driving around and I'd been thinking about that. It was constantly popping in my head. And then about 2 weeks ago, it went to the next level deeper. And the next level was really kind of profound and a little off-putting. As it had me looking at my life and thinking, I could leave the earth right now and be okay with that. But not really, because I have Bella and I wouldn't want to leave and do that to her. And then she has to be with somebody else and it's not going to be me, right? I can't fulfill my obligation. But on the other hand, I feel like I've done everything here. I feel like I understand the rules to the earth game. I understand how to play the earth game. I understand all the things I didn't choose that probably would have made my life easier. I understand the victim mentality, which I've completely shedded. I've shed that from all aspects of myself, all phases of myself. There's no reason to talk about the wounds of the past or the things that happened that forced me to expand my consciousness because it was all exactly as it was meant to be. And I directly had a hand in all of it. So there's no one to blame. There's nothing to shame. There's no guilt to be had. There's no victim role to play. Because every time we have to post something where we bring up what happened to us or our circumstances or anything like that, we're in lack and we're in victim. And so, I reflected for a second on how I did that. Back in, I think, Probably 2020 when I'm still on Facebook, because I've since closed my Facebook account, so I don't have that account anymore. But I do remember posting some stuff there, that was a little bit lack-based and whatnot. And in this moment of reflection that I was having this really complete awareness that I have no attachment to my art supplies, my belongings. I have this deep desire to like give everything away again. I went through that in 2018. But it's from this depth within that made me question myself because I started to think, am I sick and I don't realize it? Am I going to die? Is like my end coming soon that I keep having these thoughts about leaving the earth plane? Like, is that what this is about? What's taking place? Because in one way, like I would want to be prepared for that. And in another way, I understand not being prepared for it and just, the course of action is the course of action. And so I really sat in that because it was very profound. And it was, let me really be clear here. It's not suicide, right? It has nothing to do with suicide. And I don't take suicide lightly. It is, it's an aspect of this being that I am. That understands itself as source and recognizes that, everything is here to assist and support us. It's just how we are choosing to play this game out. It's how we're choosing to have the experience in our life. And it was so big and it was so profound that it actually sent me into an upgrade. And on probably Monday evening, I started to feel it. Tuesday, I felt it more greatly. I got up Tuesday morning and I went to walk out of my bedroom. And the minute I got up out of bed and stood up and faced the doorway, it was like the view in front of me, right? The reality in front of me, which was my doorway in the hall, pulled apart so quickly, came together again, shifted on an angle, shifted right again to where it was the right way. And in that instant, I felt nauseous. I felt dizzy, but not like I was going to fall down dizzy, but just this wave that went through me that was like something just shifted, something just shifted, but it went through my whole body, made me slightly nauseous, made me feel like maybe a little dizzy, which I've never, ever, ever, ever. Ever had before in an upgrade, never dizziness, never nausea or any of that, right? And then it was done. And then it was just this profound third eye ache that I was having, and the back of my neck and down my spine were killing me as if something ran me over in the middle of the night. Now, I always take my upgrades in a way that is very physicalized because my contract with my physical body and the work I'm here to do is to actually be the anchor for the codes that come from the galactic sun into my field, and then I anchor them into the earth. Okay. And so what ended up happening was during this phase, the next day, Wednesday, I was completely offline. I couldn't think. My head was killing me. I couldn't see. I was that way Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Start. Today is the first day I could say, like, today I have the greatest clarity again. I'm still not 100% back. I could feel it, but I'm back. And we're having this recording because I don't want you to wait for me to be 100%, because who the heck knows when that's going to be, because the shift was so powerful and so pronounced. But if you think back, I saw the scorpion in my bathroom on the floor, the night of the Scorpio full moon, which was a super significant shift. I've seen three snakes while being here in Florida. Two of them were right in my flower bed. One of them stretched up the window while I was on a call with a client, making itself known. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a snake. It's literally standing straight up, looking in the window. And we're in the year of the snake, right? The wood snake. We're in the year of the snake. And I'm laughing to myself because I'm having all of these very, very, very profound experiences. And I can tell you that since I've been here in this house, my ability for telepathy has increased tenfold. My ability for readings has increased tenfold. My ability for animal communication has increased tenfold, although I don't do that often, and like with anybody else, I'm not great with Bella. I defer that to our resident animal communicator, Jen. That's her strong suit, and that's what she does her best is animal communication. And so it's heightened everything for me. And the message that I got when I had that moment where the shift happened, where the room shifted as I was getting out of the bed, was that I just had a complete download, right? This intensive download with these codes. And the codes have been coming in, which is why my body has been killing me, why my spine in particular has been killing me. These codes are wanting us to create. They are creator codes. I can't emphasize this enough, and the importance of it. And I can tell you, these last couple of days, and I couldn't because I wasn't feeling well. But these last couple of days, all I wanted to do was create. All I want to do is create, right? So even though I can't, what am I thinking? I'm thinking about art. That's all I'm thinking about. I just want to create something. Then if I go and I look at the planets and the alignment of the planets, that's what the planets are pushing us to. The planets are pushing us to create. They're saying, hey, you're here for creation. You're here to create, right? We're not here to go out there and effort and put ourselves out there and put effort out there, right? We're here to create. When we create, everything we need flows to us, right? Everything we need flows to us when we are in creation mode. And that could mean cooking something, baking something. It could mean singing. It could mean gardening. It could mean painting. It could mean photography. It could be playing an instrument. Could be dancing, whatever creation is for you. Could be writing a book, Could be creating a card deck, right? Any of those things. Could be any of that. But we are in such a changed time. We are in such different energies. If you are not recognizing that the energies that we are in are different, you're going to be behind the eight ball. The energies that we're in right now are uber different. They are amplifying the codes for us, within us. We are not here to play small. We are not here to, keep putting ourselves out there for people that are just not a right fit for who we are and what we're doing. We're here to create. What stops us from creating is our fear. Any fear. Fear of not being enough. Fear of not being deserving, fear of not being worthy, fear of not being liked, fear of not being understood, right? All of those things. And when we look at the bigger picture, as the universe has just shown me, none of that is real. It's not real. It's built into the illusion that you think, that we think is real. Because we haven't been taught differently. We don't know any better. We just don't know any better. So it's really very important for us to sit in these energies, for us to get away and be by ourselves and sit in these energies so that we can tune inward away from everything and everyone and listen to what our soul is asking us to do. When we're listening, our soul is going to take us places. It's going to take us places. And if we're holding fear or we're holding lack or we're in victimhood, we're not going to listen to the soul. We're going to run with the ego because the soul sounds too easy. It couldn't be the truth. It couldn't be the direction that we need to head in. It couldn't possibly be that, right? It's like me with Joe asking me to come down here a year before I did. And no, I can't do Florida. I hate Florida. I can't, blah, 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 right? I don't want the heat, yada, yada, whatever. Do I get a little sweaty? Yeah, occasionally. But is it as bad as I thought it was going to be? No. Even on a 97 degree day. It's not that bad. And what I have to be grateful for when I look around me and I look at the beauty and the skies and the clouds, and I have hummingbirds now. I have a feeder going with little hummingbirds coming to eat every day. And it's just magical. It's just magical. And then I have a, I thought I only had one lizard in the front garden, but it's two and they just had a baby. That's magical, right? Have I gotten to plant a garden yet or, do my herb garden? No, haven't done that. Hasn't been on my list, but what's been on my list has been painting, has been doing art. Has been creation energy, right? And sometimes we have to listen to that and we have to step away from what's not in alignment right now. We have to step away, take a step back, and say, okay, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling aligned with this right now, and that's okay. Even though my mother is telling me I should do it, my husband, my wife, my sister, my father, my boss, my coworkers, my friends, no matter who it is, they're telling me to do it, but it doesn't, it's not working, or it doesn't feel aligned, or I'm not getting the people that I thought I would get, or I'm not getting the work from it that I thought I'd get, or I'm not getting the excitement from it that I thought I'd get. I'm not getting the pleasure response from it that I thought I'd get. I'm not getting the happiness from it that I thought I'd get. And that's because we're not listening within, we're listening outside of ourselves. So we have to take this time out. And I feel that here greatly. I feel it here where I feel like I could stretch out on this 5 acres, stretch myself out into all 5 acres, and be so present for what the universe has to offer me that I have deepened my access going within, where I can access what is within to a greater degree. And when we're doing that, we're not looking for anything outside of ourselves because we're feeling satisfied with all we are, right? And many of us are still unwinding from the idea of guilt, right? That we have to be doing something. I mean, I remember spending years after I quit my corporate job feeling guilty that I wasn't working a corporate job because everybody around me, my family members mostly, my in-law family members, were annoyed. They were angry. How did you do that? Why did you do that? That's not right. You shouldn't have done that, right? My mother was like, that's not a good idea. And I said, yes, I know, but I don't feel it. Hey, it's 2008 and we're going into a recession. What are you doing? Are you nuts? I don't know. I just can't be here anymore. I can't do this. It's like every fiber in my being is telling me to leave. And it was. Nobody understood that, right? I had no support from anybody. It was just me by myself. So it's really important to look at, where are you sacrificing yourself for the sake of other people? That's all part of the illusion. It's part of the game that we're playing here, where we continue to sacrifice ourselves. And when we're not certain of who we are at a deeper level, we're going to continue to play the archetype game, right? As I explained in the bonus question, we're going to continue to play that archetype game. And the most common archetype is either the hero or the victim. And those are the two most common archetypes. So we can challenge ourselves in every moment and say, who am I being today? Am I trying to be a hero, saving people, telling people, I have the answer. You could feel better if you eat this, right? Even if you're not in health or wellness, right? Wanting your family members to be happier, healthier, whatever. Or you're digging back into the past of how something wounded you, right? You were affected by something. And the past doesn't exist. And maybe the past wasn't even really there. We play these games. We have to go into the deepest, deepest, deepest parts of ourself and say, am I remembering a past that was even there? Or maybe I just woke up this morning. Maybe I just got to the earth today. Excuse me. Maybe I just got to the earth today and I was downloaded all these memories of a past that I have memories of because it's how I'm here to play the game. But did that even ever happen to me, or is it just a memory I'm holding on to? Right? Because every time we evolve ourselves to the next highest level of our awareness, we're a version of ourselves that has never, ever, ever, ever played in that lower consciousness where we were wounded. Because once we understand the game, once we understand how we're operating here, we understand that in this moment of me sharing this with you, which we've talked about this a bazillion times in other classes, but maybe this is the one where it's really going to stick. You being the you that you are now, hearing me say this, there's no going back because this version of you that just stepped up into this moment now is not the version of you that was listening to this call 2 minutes ago. You're a different version of you right now, and you can't go back. You can never go back. You can never go back because every time you do step back, your higher self is going to call you out on your shit. Every time you go to post something or tell somebody something, or even in your mind, just be driving and think about something that was some kind of wounding of the past, your higher self is going to call you out and be like, "Oh yeah, is that really who you are? That's not who you are anymore. You know that's not who you are anymore." But the ego is so comfortable there, it wants us to get pulled back into that lower state of being, but you can't because you're a different version of yourself right now. Right? One thing I can tell you from this shift that I just had is like there was a letting go that came with that. There was an acceptance that came with that that I have never, ever, ever been able to achieve before. An acceptance of myself at such a deep level that I have never, ever, ever been able to achieve it before in my life. And it was so profound and so freeing. But the only way we can get there, which is the soul experience, and that's what I'm talking about, is by being so present and so tuned into ourselves, so rooted into the deepest aspects of who we are, right? Which means we have to make time, alone time, to really sit with ourselves. And I'm not talking about alone time when you're sitting with this recording. I'm not talking about that. Okay? I'm not talking about you sitting and listening to me. I'm talking about alone time. I'm talking about where you're not listening to the radio, you're not on your phone, you're not talking to anybody. You are alone. You're alone with your thoughts. You're alone with your state of being. You're alone with your universe. And when you really start to pay attention to that, that's when you have these shifts. Now, most of you are going to have this shift happening on the lower level because there's not a whole lot of us that came here with the job of anchoring the codes for the collective. Unfortunately, I chose that. I don't know. I don't know what made me do that. It created cancer. Like there were things I had to go through, and it was like, oh yeah, you're gonna come in and part of your karmic clearing that you have to do is that you're gonna have cancer. So we'll just incorporate the codes for the earth in that cancer, and you could get it done all in one shot. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And that's how that happened, right? So when I have a shift, if I tell you about a major shift I've had, right, a DNA upgrade I had, and I had bells and whistles going off and like sirens and all this stuff, and you're like, how come I never really get that? How come I've had, I have the headache, I have the neck ache, but I never really have like any cool or interesting or whatever. It's because I'm doing that, which is very uncomfortable, very, very painful. I'm not taking any aspirin or anything to medicate it because I got to feel it all, right? It's part of it. You feel it all, you go through it. And then it anchors into the earth. It anchors for the collective of humanity, and then you get to do it a little bit easier, okay? But it's true transcendence for all of us, not just me. I'm explaining my part of it to you because, I mean, at some point you might make a soul agreement that says, "Hey, I'd like to be a gatekeeper. I'd like to be a grid keeper. I'd like to anchor the codes for the earth." And then you're going to wake up and start doing that, right? But this was a very transcendent experience. It was on such a high level that it made me aware of this death and rebirth, this death process, right? Like the death process of thinking, okay, I could leave the earth. The only thing I would have to do is make sure Bella was okay. Right. And being so comfortable with that and so okay with that, that it was like, okay, who am I right now? Like, who am I and what did you do with Maria? Right. But it's just the next level version of who we are that is showing up, that's present for us. Right. This is why I'm saying we need to have this alone time where we're not focusing on something else or somebody else or listening to talk after talk after talk after talk. It's a distraction. Just like the many thousands of distractions that are out there on social media right now, pulling you away in a different direction. Like the executive who got caught at the Coldplay concert, right? That's a distraction. And it's intentional. It's distracting you away from whatever's going on in the government, right? That even the other nonsense that's going on between Trump and Elon and something to do with the list or something like that, right? But all of that is a distraction. And it's the funniest thing too, is it's not distracting you from the government stuff, from the health stuff. It's distracting you from you. It's distracting you from you, from going deeper within yourself to know yourself at a deeper level. That's the distraction. Everything in our reality is distracting you from going deeper. When a narcissist shows up in your life, it's showing up, that person is showing up as a distraction. Are you going to keep giving yourself away to these people that are not deserving just because you want the accolades, or you think that there's going to be some kind of end reward? Oh, they're such a good person. They did so much to help, and that person didn't appreciate them. No, that's a distraction. It's all a game. We're playing a game. I've said this many times before, like the game of Survivor. But it's at the point when you decide you are going to do the wake up. You decide you're going to use these cosmic co-creative energies that we have right now that are off the charts, right? You're going to use these energies to co-create the life that you desire. I mean, that's really what this is about. But if you're distracted, it's not going to happen. Universe is going to send in a distraction to poke you with a meme, or somebody's going to say something, or an X is going to pop up because that always happens during a Mercury retrograde, right? And then next thing you know, you're like, you're off the path somewhere, and it's like I said about my landscaper, right? He hasn't asked for any help, doesn't want any help with his cancer. That's on him. I'm not chasing him down. I know who I am. I know what I can do, what I can help with. I don't need to prove that to anybody. What are you still proving to people? What do you feel like you still need to prove to people? That's what you have to ask yourself. What do I still need to feel like I have to prove to people? Okay. Somebody just reached out to me last night and said to me, hey, a mentor of mine who's extremely high level spiritually aligned just reached out to me and he told me he has prostate cancer. And I gave him your name and told him he should book a session with you because I know you would definitely be able to help him. And I laughed when I heard that because I've worked with many, many men one-on-one with prostate cancer. Many men. Okay. And I will tell you, prostate cancer is one of the slowest growing cancers, unless there's some crazy anomaly that is making it a very aggressive cancer. I've never heard of that, but usually it's a very, very slow growing cancer. And I laughed at that. And of course, the next thing that came through was he's not going to reach out because prostate cancer is about the masculinity. If he has to reach out to me, it emasculates him. So he's not going to reach out. His problem is causing the problem. His problem with his masculinity is causing his problem. And so in that moment, I could absolve myself of it and say, carry on. Because I'm not losing any sleep over it. I'm not worrying about whether or not he reaches out to me. I'm not feeling bad about him not reaching out to me. It has no relevance for me whether or not he does. Because again, at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know what I do. I know what I know. I don't have to prove that to anybody. Those people that also know what I know what I know, they're the ones that are going to come seek me out. They're the ones that are going to come want to work with me, right? I don't have to prove that to anybody. These energies are wanting us to deepen that connection with ourselves, to deepen that connection within us. Okay. Longtime client and friend, and I'm going to share this because it's very important. Went to London, reached out to me, asked me if I knew of anybody who was a guide in London could help because they wanted to go, but they were not taking a tour. They wanted to do it on their own. And they had asked me some questions about guides and tours, and maybe my other clients who were in England could help. And right away, the answer that came within me was, that's not going to be the answer, but what would be the answer for them was a black cab. Now, I really don't know anything about black cabs, but I do know that they can have the ability to do tours. And I just heard back from this person, and they said that was the best recommendation ever that you recommended the black cab. Because we had the greatest time. This guy was amazing. He gave us an extra hour, didn't charge us, and we just had such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it was because I tuned into this person that was going to England and tuned into myself at a deep level, and I heard Black Cab. And it was I didn't even have to question it myself, right? I wasn't going to question myself and go like, oh, what if this is wrong? Because I knew down deep if that was coming up, it was coming up because it was the right thing to offer them, right? That's the level of trust we want to get to, where we're trusting ourselves implicitly with whatever it is that's coming up because we have such confidence in the information that's presenting for us, that we're just trusting ourselves in the moment of being in the moment, even with something like that, right? Something that's not healing related, health related, help related in a sense. So even something like that. And you just get to a level where you just trust. We're going to see a lot of change this year. We're going to see a lot of things starting to fall apart. Don't get flustered by it. Don't listen to the stories. Don't pay attention to any of it. I'm just going to tell you that, right? Because, I'm already hearing people going like, oh, crypto's going to be approved. They're signing it in. You missed the wagon. You should have gotten on it. That would have been your money. No. No. Even if it does get approved and even if it does go through, no. Nope. Not going to be it. Okay. And what we're also going to see, and I think I mentioned this in the beginning of the call, is that where the light is going to highlight those who are out there that are appearing, I want to make sure I get the words right, appearing to be a source of light, but are really a source of darkness because they don't realize that they're channeling a dark aspect, a dark entity, a dark being. They don't even realize that they're doing that. Okay. And I'm seeing a lot of that popping up out there, which is why I'm saying the energies are calling us within. If we're not hearing that message and we're still trying to source through something as a channel, we're missing the mark. That's already been one and done, right? It's already done. We're beyond that. Because heading into 5D, there's no need to channel anymore. Heading into fifth density, heading into fifth frequency, whatever the hell you want to call it, right? Heading into these higher frequencies, these higher codes. We don't have to do that anymore. You only did that when you were in the low dense 3D, right? Or the third frequency, or whatever whatever you want to call it, whatever terminology you like to use. We don't have to do that anymore because we are one with everything. We're telepathic. The trees harmonize and talk to us. The grass harmonizes and talks to us. The bugs harmonize and talk to us. The birds, cats, dogs, I mean, everything harmonizes and talks to us. We don't have to channel anything. It's all one within us. That's more of the illusion. That's why the whole psychic medium realm is kind of deteriorating now, because there's no need for that anymore. Everyone is their own psychic channel. I'm seeing children. Oh my God. Joe's niece, his brother's daughter, who's 2 years old, she sees and hears their deceased mother. Hears her clear as day, sees her clear as day. Didn't even, didn't, never saw a picture of her, didn't even know nothing about her. One day turned to her father and he said, who are you staring at? Like, who are you waving to? And she says, Mima. And he's like, who? And she says, Mima. And he said, that was my mother. The grandkids called her Mima. And he was like, are you sure? And then he got a picture out with her and a bunch of people in the picture, and his daughter pointed right to her. This is the level we're at, where these kids are coming in. They're very, very galactically, interstellarly, telepathically in tune. The best thing we could do for them is create with them, create whatever it is. Take them out in nature, get them moving out in nature. Get them tuning inward, get them trusting themselves. Okay? Don't let them sit on the computer and just be, focused on iPad or a cell phone or something. That's the worst thing for them. They need to learn how to become creators. We're in creator energy. These kids are here to help change the world from their generation. We're in this huge energy that's asking us to step up to the plate. We're going through a revolutionary period. It's going to revolutionize the way things are done because everything is going to change. It's going to be like a civil war without the war. Okay? It's going to be an inner reckoning, right? An inner reconciliation. It's not going to be the outer expression, but people are going to start coming to the conclusion that they're their own source. And that's what we have to do now because it's going to take them time to catch up. But we're right there. We're at the precipice of this change. And this change is huge and monumental. And it's asking us to step forward and lead through example, right? So if you're out there and you're in the work and you're doing the work, be in the work knowing who you are. Knowing that you do not have to tell anybody who you are because your energy signature is going to do that for you. It can't not do that because everybody is going to be feeling it. Everybody is going to be reading it, knowingly or unknowingly, they are. But if you're not aligned and you're still in 3D ways thinking that you have to prove yourself, and this goes if you work in a regular earthbound job, if you're in a, 3D earthbound job or anything like that, it's the same thing. Okay. It's in my birth chart that I'm not made. I'm not cut out for corporate work, right? Like I could do it, but it's not who I am. It doesn't give me my greatest freedom in creation. So make sure that you're taking the time to anchor these codes in, to really get what is coming your way, to get what you need from these energies that are at play right now, because we are in very, very significant energies. They're wanting us to go within. They're wanting us to detach even further. I'm sure we're going to see some kind of restructuring with social platforms and the way things are done. And a lot of it can't be sustained anymore. It just can't. And, the light right now is so profound and so great. The light is so great that whatever is an illusion, whatever is not truth, is going to be seen, it's going to be revealed, it's going to be known, right? So I want you all to step forward into your power, knowing that there is nobody else out there that could know anything in your reality better than you can know it, not even me. I'm the catalyst that's going to push you there because I'm not the leader that's like, you got to follow me. You got to do what I say. You got to do it this way or do it that. Nope, that's not me. It's never going to be me. Right? I'm going to be the one that's going to be telling you, hey, this is how you're going to work with your energy. This is what you're going to do to step yourself up to your next level. We want to take that quiet time, get creative. I don't care if you get yourself a coloring book and some crayons. Get a coloring book with mandalas and sit at night and crayon, color, create. I'm reading again. I'm reading some witchy mysteries that have talking cats in it, which are real fun. Kind of silly, stupid stuff. And so when I feel like I need to just escape, I'll just venture into a book. Otherwise, I'm painting, I'm taking care of the animals, I'm taking lasagna for a ride. right? That's when you see me posting. I'm always taking him for a drive, but I don't post it every day because I think it would be boring if I posted every day. But we do go out for a daily drive because it seems to settle him down too, and what he needs, because animals are going through this transitional place too. I know that Bella is being feeling challenged with something taking place. I think it might be an allergy to some of the weeds in the grass because the grass isn't normal grass here, and there's a lot of red ants and a lot of other critters in the sand and stuff like that. So sand mixed with dirt, mostly sand, and then there's weeds and stuff. So she's licking her fur off because she's a little itchy. So we're trying to figure something out for that. If anybody's had a dealing with that or has an answer or an idea for that, I'd love to hear it because I haven't found anything yet that is soothing to her. But make that time, get creative, right? Like get creative. Write that book, create that card deck, create that website, get your business rolling. If you're in your if you work a regular job and you're not in, you're not feeling called to write a book, create a card deck, or do art or anything like that, find something creative to do. There's plenty of things out there that you could do, right? Colored pencils, anything. You could anything that's creative. Pottery. I know I've got a couple of you that are doing pottery. Something creative. Just get yourself in something creative. Make the time to detach. Try to, focus more within, take more time within, and get yourself really in that alignment. And I want to challenge you, if you're someone that's posting every day on social media, start posting every other day. That drive to post every day, that's in the 3D. Okay. That's not 5D aligned. All right. Give yourself a break, step back. You are worth it. Take that break and step back. There is no efforting. There isn't. There's only attraction, right? That energy will come to you when it's ready, when it's feeling its own abundance, and it can measure up your abundance. Okay? All right. So I trust that this was helpful to you. It's the energies that are coming in. Let me just say one last thing before we go. These energetic shifts that we've been having have been creating these weather anomalies or these earth anomalies, like the earthquakes. There was one that was a 7.3 off the coast of Indonesia, and within an hour or two, there was a 7.6 off the coast of Alaska that actually created a tsunami warning, but they were okay. There was no tsunami. I'm watching what's taking place, and it is looking like this is the new normal for now. We're going to see these shifts in a magnitudinal way. Okay, I have an alert that just popped up on my phone that says astronomers have witnessed the birth of a new solar system beyond our own for the first time. So, like, this is history making stuff. Okay? History making stuff. We have to get to a place within ourselves where we're taking it in, but we're not getting crazy about it. We're not getting freaked out by it. Okay. There is so much happening right now on the earth. There's so much happening, so much energy that is taking place. Just massive things, massive shifts happening. right? Big energy waves that are coming in, creating planetary alignment, creating more collective awakening, creating earthquakes, land splits, flooding, like all kinds of things. Okay. Fear pulls it to us because we think we need to participate in it or are going to participate in it. But I could tell you that we don't. But fear will pull it to us if we're not present. Okay, and we're not paying attention. Okay? So be present, see what is playing out. Know that it is Gaia reshaping herself and allow for whatever to transpire, remembering that not everybody is in the frequency you're in. You're in a higher frequency. The lower frequency is deconstructing, and that's what is being witnessed. Okay? Remember that so that you're not creating fear. And you're able to maintain your part, your presence where you are. Okay? Very important. Also, if you have any questions or anything you want me to answer, I do have that new section up so you can send a question. If it's something that will benefit the collective group, our community, then by all means, please send it and I will do my best to make an answer there. We will be meeting or should be meeting by the powers that be this Wednesday coming up. We should be meeting for our inner healer gathering, and that will be on Wednesday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. All right. So I look forward to seeing everybody there. I love you so much. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing by the time you listen to this. And I look forward to connecting with you in our live soon. Take care. Bye-bye.